It has been an interesting day, in particular at the Parliamentary Inquiry into Press Freedoms. Now, our domestic spy agency, ASIO, is warning. The foreign spies are trying to recruit local journalists. Here's ASIO Deputy Director Heather Cook.
This practice is not new, novel, or exaggerated. Australian journalists have self-reported to ASIO that foreign intelligence actors have sought to recruit them in order to gain access to privileged information or to senior officials.
Matthew Doran is a political reporter in the ABC's Parliament House Bureau. He's been at today's public hearing in Canberra. Matthew, welcome.
Hello.
Do you have a favourite Chinese restaurant?
Well, that would be sharing classified information there. I'm not sure if I can go into those details live on national radio.
That is quite an interesting assertion from the ASIO Deputy Director.
It certainly is, and Heather Cook makes the point that this isn't necessarily a new phenomenon. She says it's something that happens not only in Australia but right around the world, where foreign intelligence agencies are trying to use journalists to get access to classified information and in the process undermine another country's national security framework. Heather Cook, one of only a handful of ASIO officials who can actually be identified themselves due to the secrecy provisions around that organisation, issued that warning to Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee earlier today. And she was effectively saying that there shouldn't be any changes to Australia's framework when it comes to journalists being exempt from criminal convictions if they do indeed publish national security information, classified information, tying it to that issue of foreign countries trying to influence Australian journos by saying effectively if they're being used in that way by another country, then not being captured by any sort of criminal convictions for putting that information out into the public would also seek to undermine that. So that's the position that she was putting forward, not the only...
Interesting position.
That was against it. It is certainly one, and we don't hear this very often from ASIO, but she certainly was putting it out there that there are risks when it comes to foreign interference, when it comes to espionage here in Australia, and pointing that journalists shouldn't necessarily be subject to any special exemptions, which is what many media organisations are calling for.
Well, and this goes to, you know, the core issue around this inquiry of that balance between national security and media freedom.
It certainly does. And what the media organisations are demanding, and it's something that they put to the committee yesterday when it was sitting in Sydney, is that they want exemptions from that criminal aspect to publishing classified information. And then they also want the ability to be able to challenge search warrants in court before they're actually executed, saying that there is a similar scheme set up in the United Kingdom. They manage that system appropriately. Why can't that be adopted here in Australia? But that wasn't necessarily something that ASIO was too keen on, necessarily that the AFP was too keen on, although it's not that surprising that both of those agencies would want to keep the status quo or in fact strengthen the provisions that are already there. So today was their opportunity to put their position forward to the committee and argue their point as to why the current framework is the best situation they can get.
The Home Affairs Secretary, Mike Pezzullo, he had some pretty pointed remarks about a classified document that had been leaked to a News Corp journalist. Let's listen.
This sort of information, combined with the fact that the reporting was so erroneous, but let's leave that to one side. No one's been investigated for poor journalism. But the fact that this document can be displayed in the Sunday Telegraph is just simply not acceptable.
It's a nice casual sledge there from the secretary to the journalist in question. I mean, this was an extraordinary story, and there's clearly significant anxiety about the identity of the source amongst the security community.
Yeah, that's right. To provide a bit of context, I mean, Mike Pezzullo, and I'm sure he's an avid listener of this program. Good evening to him. There is concern that's been expressed by Mike Pezzullo, both publicly and privately, about this proposal in the past, both from his own mouth and also through his department, about the veracity of this report that Annika Smethurst put out there in the Sunday tabloids of News Corp around the country back in April. April 2018, which was to do with a proposal to expand the powers of the intelligence agency ASD, the Australian Signals Directorate, which is effectively the listening post for Australia's intelligence agencies, listening overseas, picking up that intelligence
The critical point here and the point of the story that might be turned internally, which was disturbing.
That's right. Mm. That's right. So that's the story that Mike Pezzullo has picked up on. The whole reason why this parliamentary inquiry was set up is because of the AFP's raids on Annika Smethurst's Canberra home, just a short drive from here in Parliament House. And then the very next day, the raids on the ABC's Sydney headquarters over the Afghan files, which were published by our reporters Dan Oakes and Sam Clark the previous year. Not connected. These two stories aren't connected in any way, but both based on leaked classified information. Much of today's questioning was focusing on Annika Smethurst's story rather than on the ABC's reporting. But Mike Pezzullo was questioned extensively about this situation. He said that the whistleblower in question should go to jail. He said that there is a breach of the law there, and also accused this leaker of playing into Canberra games, saying that it was playing into this narrative that there is tension between the nation's security agencies about who has what power, who can exercise what power where, and that this was further fueling that, and in his opinion, wrongly fueling that. He's also picked up on the fact that Annika Smethurst's story included a picture of the classified document in question. Only part of it, but a picture nonetheless, to show that they had actually seen this document, or at least been provided with a screenshot. And he said that putting that on the in the paper further exacerbated the situation. So Mike Pezzullo definitely wants to see this person hunted out and to face the consequences. And we got a bit of an insight from the Deputy Commissioner of the AFP, Neil Gagan, who said that the difference between the Annika Smethurst leak and some 70-odd other leak investigations that the AFP has carried out or been asked to carry out over the last 5 years is the fact that they're concerned about the level at which this person might be operating within the bureaucracy. That's all he said. He was cut off by Andrew Colvin.
He almost slipped up there, didn't he?
Almost did. Almost did. He said just leave it there was the direction from his soon-to-be former commissioner, Andrew Colvin, retiring at the end of September. But he said that he was suggesting that this is quite a senior public servant, at least someone who has a fairly significant security clearance, and that's why they're treating this as a particularly grievous breach of national security legislation.
He also suggested, when asked whether Smethurst might face charges, that investigation was ongoing, so not ruling out that possibility.
That's right. And that is something that many people have been concerned about. Will Annika Smethurst face charges for effectively, you know, to sort of simplify it down, handling stolen goods here? Yeah. Will the ABC's journalists face the same for their reporting? The AFP keeping their options open, suggesting that the investigation is still ongoing. The investigation itself has actually been paused somewhat because both News Corp and the ABC are challenging these search warrants in court, challenging the AFP's right to have and use the documents that they seized as part of their investigation. So that's kind of put a bit of a hold on the situation. Another interesting development that we learnt today is, you might recall, your listeners might recall last week on Friday, it was put out very quietly at the end of the week by Peter Dutton, the Home Affairs Minister. He issued a new direction to the AFP as to how they should be carrying out investigations that do involve leaks to the media, effectively saying that they need to exhaust every possible avenue of investigation before dragging journalists in there. Andrew Colvin said that was quite welcome because it gave his officers more clarity as to how indeed they should be acting. Mm. But Neil Gagan, his deputy, said that since that direction had been issued, all of the current leak investigations, the AFP had written to the people who'd referred them to it, so departmental secretaries, and said that they needed to provide more information as to what harm they had suffered. So not just saying that there was a breach of these documents getting into the public domain because they've got security classifications, but what harm did that publication or that leak actually do?
Okay.
So it might be a top secret document, but if there's been no demonstrable or demonstrable harm there, what they need to explain that, and that might play into their investigation. So we learned quite a bit today.
Yeah, that's a very interesting twist.
It was certainly one-sided, I guess you can say, when it comes to the law enforcement agencies and the spy agencies, who are definitely keen on keeping things under wrap. And the ASIO boss saying that if these leaks continue, our intelligence-sharing relationships with foreign partners might also suffer because we can't guarantee that their information, the information they share with Australia, is also kept under lock and key.
Matt, thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Matt Doran at ABC's Canberra Bureau reporting on that inquiry, which is ongoing.